After your men have brought the ship past these, what is to be your course I will not fully say. Do you yourself ponder it in your heart. I will describe both ways. Along one route stand beetling cliffs, and on them roar the mighty waves of dark-eyed Amphitrite. The blessed gods call them the Wanderers. This way not even winged things can pass, no, not the gentle doves which bear ambrosia to Father Zeus. But one of them, the smooth rock, always draws away, though the father puts another in to fill the number. No ship of man ever escapes when once come hither. But in one common ruin planks of ships and sailors' bodies are swept by the sea waves and storms of deadly flame. The only coursing ship that ever passed this way was Argo, famed of all, when voyaging from Eetes. But her the waves would soon have dashed on the great rocks, but Hera brought her through from love of Jason. By the other way, there are two crags, one reaching up to the broad heavens with its sharp peak. Clouds gather about it darkly and never float away. Light strikes its peak, neither in heat nor harvest. No mortal man could clamber up or down it, though 20 hands and feet were his, for the rock is smooth as it were polished. About the middle of the crag is a dim cave, facing the west, an Erebus, the very way where you must steer your rounded ship, glorious Odysseus. And from that rounded ship no lusty youth could with a bow shot reach the hollow cave. Here Scylla dwells and utters hideous cries, her voice like that of a young dog, and she herself an evil monster. None can behold her and be glad, be it a god who meets her. 12 feet she has, and all misshapen, 6 necks exceeding long, on each a frightful head. In these 3 rows of teeth, stout and close-set, fraught with dark death. As far as the waist she has drawn down within the hollow cave, but she holds forth her heads outside the awful chasm and fishes there, spying around the crag for dolphins, dogfish, or whatever larger creature she may catch, such things as voiceful Amphitrite breeds by thousands. Never could sailors boast of passing her in safety, for with each head she takes a man, snatching him from the dark-bowed ship. The second crag is lower, you will see, Odysseus, and close beside the first, you well might shoot across. On it a fig tree stands, tall and in leafy bloom, underneath which divine Charybdis sucks the dark water down. For thrice a day she sends it up, and thrice she sucks it down, a fearful sight. May you not happen to be there when it goes down, for nobody could save you then from ill, not even the earth-shaker. But swiftly turn your course toward Scylla's crag, and speed the ship along, for surely it is better to miss 6 comrades from your ship than all together.